I thought, well, I wouldn't have no trouble with him. But he pulled me the hardest I ever pulled, and he got up and he run his hand in his pocket. He got out his knife and says, "Let's swap knives." I couldn't get my knife. That's old Grandpa Harvey. I was timbering, and they come down there. They wanted me to cut some poles. I wanted to put poles, they call them gin poles, out where they pull the rocks out of the mines and dump. And they call it a gin pole out there. And they wanted two of them. And we cut down, I don't know, a man that was looking after it up there, he come down and helped me find those logs. There's all the Tennessee coming his land. I think we cut three or four trees, so it wouldn't make it. But we found them, and I'd cut them and load them on the car. He told me if I'd cut them and load them on the car, I'd give me $1 a foot for it. That was good money way back then. And I cut them and loaded them. Going on, the road was crooked, and going on up there by places you couldn't turn. I had to make that. Them logs, so a coupling pole for all the hind wheels to the front. Chain them in there, and so get in a curve where I take some probably 2x12s. And put down and pull them logs up on, and then I'd hitch to them, take a pair of mules and pull the back end of it around to get around that curve. So I got it, at last I got them up there and loaded on the car.
How many did you have to cut?
Two.
Because they weren't any more?
That was all I needed, just two of them. I cut them, loaded them on the car for them. So Wingate, he was looking at timber business with the Tennessee Company then. He opened the logs up in the woods. We'd cut some trees at the therefore, it wouldn't make them measure them up. That'd be 14 inches at the little end.
What kind of trees did you cut mostly?
Pine. There was a lot of good timber in here back then. Start over. Old man Morris, he had a Moody's sawmill. He moved about a half mile, I reckon, a little over. And he come over there and told me he'd give me $50 to move that boiler for him. Well, I taken two pair of mules over there and a dray to move it. I told him I'd move it if he'd have the walls over on it so I could back under it when I got there. He had it ready to back the wagon over there, and that John Field was driving one of the team that they were going to pull it with. And back that wagon under it, let it down on the dray, chained it down good. And I told him, I said, we better put these other mules now in front of them to pull that out. And they said, no, let me try them with this. And I had a big horse and a mule, big mule. And working together. So he pulled it out, and they just pulled it out pretty good, and he started on with it. I taken the other pair of mules right along behind that had one little hill to pull up, a little grade and steep. Cut the eye, figured it out to put them in ahead, but it didn't. He moved them on up there. And we unloaded it over there and asked me, says, why do you take that pair of that horse mule? I thought it'd take $600. I didn't think of owning them.